So when we last spoke, I figured I'd made a pretty good start to season one of the podcast. I just needed to find an ending. Now, of course, we know what that ending is. It's the season one party that you just attended. At least I hope you did. And I hope you had as good a time as I did. But that's now. Back at the time, I just wrapped up interviews with Peter Suarez, Dennis Frain, Brian Watson, and Mike Nash. I had precisely one podcast published, the one with Bob Bitchin, and I was on my way to Destin to meet Eric Stone. It seemed appropriate to round out the trip with a visit to Eric, since I started the trip with a visit to Eric, going to hear him play at the Tampa Tap Room.
Let the record state, by the way, I have worked my way out of a job as Eric's drink server, because at Tap Room, I don't know what the hell I brought you, but it was not a tumbler of what you were expecting.
No, I think what happened is I ordered a vodka soda and they brought me a vodka tonic.
Oh, and it was in a half-ass glass.
Yeah, too. It was a short glass.
and then at the Miami Boat Show, I brought a beer, and it was, by the time it got there, it was like warm or something.
Yes, yeah, so you're definitely not going to be my handler. That's so. Okay. We can just hang out.
I was on 98 heading west in my car when I spotted a cool little beachside bar. So I pulled in and ordered a drink.
It's surprising how long it takes to get from Tampa over to Destin on the west side of the Panhandle. But after a long day's drive, I reached the undisclosed location where Eric resides. We went to sample some microbrews, and then came back to his place where I did something I've been wanting to do for a long time. But before we get to that, I take Eric back to about a month earlier when I started this trip, and I met him at the Tampa Tap Room where he was gigging and receiving the obligatory Jimmy Buffett requests.
You know, as much as I like to think it, not everybody knows my songs. And I try to pick really good covers. But there's some songs that I just don't want to do. Like, you're never going to hear me play Wagon Wheel. It's never going to happen. I don't care if it's a $1,000 tip. I'm not playing it.
But for the vast majority of musicians, even well-known musicians, playing cover tunes is part of the gig.
And we all started playing covers. That's what we do. You know, we learn how to play guitar. I think the first tune I ever learned was Jambalaya by Hank Sr., Hank Williams. I think it's two chords.
Playing cover tunes can even be a tribute to some of our favorite artists. But what struck me when I saw Eric at the Tampa Tap Room was, here's this guy who's almost like one of the patron saints of cruising sailors, celebrated at so many boat shows for his original music, and something just seemed a little underappreciated.
I had this sense, like you're going to BVI the next day, and then here's this guy asking you, when are you going to start the next set of Buffett covers?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Well, the funny thing is, like, I'll play some of these events, you know, and I'll play really obscure Buffett songs. Something like, you know, like African Friend, you know. It's a really obscure song, you know, and I'll play it. And then people will come to me, are you going to play any Buffett? I'm like, I just played 10 in a row, but no.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Everybody wants to be Jimmy Buffett, singing his island songs by the sea. But give my music a chance and you might just love it. I don't want to be Buffett. I just want to be me.
Eric's clearly comfortable being Eric, but what does he call his exact kind of music?
So I called myself Nautical Americana because the Americana vibe is kind of like it covers real American music, but it's not mainstream. And I would put a tag, you know, rock with a twist of lime or something like that. So then the trop rock genre kind of came out, and Kenny Chesney and all those guys, you know, I knew Kenny in Nashville and before he got signed. And when he put that Blue Chair album out, or whichever one it was first, I can't remember, the one that really went island, I was like, wow, this is kind of neat, because he's like kind of taking up Buffett's place. And then, you know, it just kind of kept going from there. But it's changed over the years. I don't really know. I guess anything that is related to escapism. Okay, that's the best way to say it, I think.
Whoa, that's weird. That's the same word Brian Watson used back in episode 8.
Escapism. It is absolutely about escapism. You can go to a Buffett concert or any concert that is along that genre of trop rock, walk in and forget about all your worries and think about life in a fun way, and then pick up your baggage on the way out.
This will probably not be the most astute observation I've ever made, but maybe trop rock is so popular with cruisers because a large ingredient for both is escapism. There's just something about casting off the dock lines and taking off into the ocean, maybe toward the sunset, or maybe toward the south. Any place where, as Captain Billy Shine would say, you can have your toes in the sand and a cold drink in hand. But just remember, you can't escape yourself. If you're a miserable SOB on land, you'll be a miserable SOB on the water. It seems like Bob Bitchin had some kind of phrase about that, but sort of in the negative. I'm sure it'll come to me. But that reminds me, Eric famously recorded a version of the song Latitudes and Attitudes for Bob Bitchin's magazine, Latitudes and Attitudes. And so, at Eric's place, after some fine microbrews the night before driving back to Atlanta, after a month sailing around Florida, I sat in with Eric on a version of Latitudes and Attitudes with my melodica.
So we're here today. I'm here with Bradford Rogers. He also has a new podcast coming out called How Not to Sail.
Eric's kind enough to plug the podcast, but we're actually doing a Facebook Live to celebrate the return of Latitudes and Attitudes magazine.
Cruising Outposts got their name back, Latitudes and Attitudes. They got legally owned the name Latitudes and Attitudes. And Bob is so excited about that. Bob, Darren, and I came up with the Latitudes and Attitudes television sitting at a table at the Miami Boat Show 1 year. That was for 5 seasons that show's been out.
Eric's career has been entwined with Lats and Ats and Bob Bitchin since, well, a long time ago.
It all kind of, yeah, 99. And I just picked up one gig in Chicago through an email, honestly. I just went over and gave the CD to Bob Bitchin. It didn't even have a cover on it yet. It was just in a package with a little drawing, you know. It was kind of embarrassing. And he kind of scared me. He was a pretty big guy. And then about 30 minutes later, he comes all the way back across the entire boat show and says, "We're going to sell this in the magazine. We love it." And that was kind of the kickoff to the whole boat show career and just my whole touring thing. It just all kind of happened all at once, a waterfall, you know. Just, it was a good thing. I really enjoyed it. I'm still enjoying it.
And enjoying life is what trop rock and Latitudes and Attitudes and cruising and How Not to Sail are all about. As you may have heard Bob Bitchin say, the difference between an ordeal and an adventure is attitude. And I hope you have a very sunny one.
Smooth seas and blue skies, palm trees and sunshine, await me in new latitudes. Pirates and treasure, ordeal or adventure, the only difference is attitude. Then raise the sails and toast the world from the bow. Say farewell to my landlocked life, throwing in the towel. Wherever my journey takes me, I'll take time to unwind. This paradise is not a place, it's a state of mind. And my mind is made up, I'm gonna sail away. Latitudes and attitudes will help me find my way with my loving cup. A little salt and a lick of lime. I'll set my course for adventure, of course on island time. Cruising chicks and sailor dudes all are taking part. Latitudes and attitudes. crept inside their hearts. Sailing yachts, motor tugs, and trawlers of all kinds are out to see what they can see on oceans far and wide. And my mind is made up, I'm gonna sail away. Latitudes and attitudes will help me find my way with my loving cup, a little salt and a lick of lime. I'll set my course for adventure, a course on island time. The ocean is my highway, upon the seas I ride. Trading in my Harley for a boat and changing tides. And my mind is made up, I'm gonna sail away. Latitudes and attitudes will help me find my way with my loving cup, a little salt and a lick of lime. I'll set my course for adventure, course on island time. Set my course for adventure, of course on island time.
I want to thank you so much for going with this journey this season with me. I really appreciate you. I hope you had a great time at the end of season party. If you missed it, don't miss the next one. Super big thanks to Fox Dog Productions for making the party happen, and thanks so much to our awesome guests, Captain Bob Bitchin, Eric Stone, Wayne Stennett, Captain Boomies, Peter Suarez, and certainly not least, my lovely Admiral. Big thanks to our patrons. You guys rock. Thanks to Maxi Freeney for mixing this episode. Awesome job. Thank you, sir. Don't forget to visit hownottosail.com/20 for the show notes from this episode, including a link to me and Eric jamming on his song Latitudes and Attitudes. Well, he's jamming and I'm making noises on the melodica anyway. Please grab a friend by the bow lines and drag them with their little thumbs to their smartphones and have them go to hownottosail.com and just look for the big red button to subscribe to the podcast. I hope to have your input for next season. It's going to be interesting. Meanwhile, keep that sunny attitude, and I'll see you next time on How Not to Sail. Screwing up is part of cruising. Let me show you how.
Remind me why you're doing this again.